One Man Revolution, Volume 3, Episode 1. So where has he been? What's he been up to? Where is the revolution? Well, we're back. Here it is, the first day of July 2007. And as promised, back on the air is the One Man Revolution. This is The Revolutionary. I'm sitting here in my Piney Point Studios here in Orlando, Florida, looking out over a rather rainy evening here in Central Florida. Looks like it's going to continue for a little while. Hey, we need the water. I'm not going to complain. But you probably wonder where the silence, why the silence, what has happened, where have I been for the past, year. Well, last year, probably my last podcast dealt with the wonderful documentary that, I got to say, Academy Award winning documentary that was created by Al Gore. Wow. Man, it's been a long time since I've been on mic. Created by Al Gore, called An Inconvenient Truth about global warming. And we had a huge premiere of it here in Winter Park, Florida. And I had a whole bunch of great people come out. And I guess I angered some folks during my comments before, during, and after the film. And, well, I had to take a little bit of time off. I just couldn't take the amount of abuse that I was taking at that point in time. But you can't keep a good man down, and you can't keep a man from opening his microphone and starting over. And I'm sure that you folks don't mind. I know that a lot of you know who I am and know why I'm doing this, but the mission of the One Man Revolution needs to be reset. We need to tell the new listeners out there, those people that are just tuning in for the first time, or those who haven't listened in a while, and that's pretty much everyone, what the One Man Revolution is about. Well, it started back in 2005, February 14th to be exact, and it started out with the revolutionary cracking his microphone and talking about the loss of his job. Yeah, I had a position at a local credit union as a system administrator, and one day they just decided that they no longer needed my services. And I started my podcast at that time talking about everything that was going on in my life. And it was a very personal and open portion. And as things went on, I noticed that each time I opened up my microphone, I was talking more and more politically. So to me, politics is a part of what I do. It's a part of who I am. And it's a part of what every good American, every American citizen should pay a little bit of attention to. Now, my bend is, of course, far to the left. So far to the left, some people call it anarchy. Some people call it revolutionary. And that's where the moniker came from. Well, since that time, I was invited to be one of the first 3,000 people on iTunes. My One Man Revolution podcast was in the original directory and is still there. You can go on to iTunes and search for One Man Revolution and subscribe right there to this podcast. Or you can just visit me online at onemanrevolution.org. And I have a lot of all the old episodes. I'll make sure I get all those back up so that everyone can kind of catch up to where we are today. So the mission at the beginning was just to get all of the things out of my head that were running around. It was a cathartic experience, and it evolved into something different. And as the years went by, and yes, I said years, this is the third year in which this podcast exists, although I took a little bit of time off there. Or would it be the fourth year? I don't know. I guess we're going into that. That this podcast became something more than just me ranting and complaining about my life. So, and I found out that a lot of people around the world and around the country supported what I was doing, saying that if you want to make a difference, then you have to start with yourself. If you want to see change in your environment, you have to start with the things that you have influence over. And this idea, I guess, just being a simple one, and one that our country was founded on. It started to catch on, and I did get a good number of followers, and I had over 10,000 active subscribers sending me information back and forth. And one day, the microphone just went dark. And I got a lot of letters and a lot of email about, you know, hey, Rev, why are you offline? What is the big deal? And I just, you know, answered them as best I could. I got some threats. I got some people that didn't like what I was doing. They know where I am. And then they put notes on where I was. So that became very difficult. And no one could find out who they were because, you know, these people are cowards. And yes, I just called them out. So, hey, keep the cards and letters flowing, folks. The microphone's back on. But, oh, man, water. But, hang on. But where do we go from here? Well, we continue forward. That's the only thing I can do. You know, make a new plan when the first plan stops working. And the mission of this podcast continues. The mission will begin again anew. I mean, we have less than 18 months before the 2008 presidential election. Neither side is that far apart. All they really want is the job. They don't really care about the people anymore, it seems. Whether it's Barack Obama, from the Democratic Party, or Hillary Clinton, or Rudy Giuliani from and Mitt. What's Mitt's last name? I hate Mitt, and all these Mitt Rodney. You guys will write in and tell me. All of these people, they're really not that far apart. They're competing for the job. They're not really competing to make a change. You know, so some people say, well, what about a third party? What about some of these green parties, these other parties that are really trying to make a difference? Well, unfortunately, in our current system, I don't think that they're going to make much of an impact, even though a lot of people would like them to. And unfortunately, in the last several elections, they've been a distraction and actually cost the election to the people that should have actually won it. So to me, it's a big problem in our current system. I spent some time over in China back in May, and that's kind of what made me want to bring the revolution back. In China, food is cheap. In China, the people are nice. Yes, they're under a completely restrictive government. Yes, they are, under this entire process of what's, you know, still known as communism. But the sad part that I saw is they want to be us. Not Americans, but Westerners. You know, they want to have the fast cars. They want to have the big houses. I was in a village out in the middle of nowhere, Liuchong City. And a guy had a calendar on his wall that had a Lotus Esprit, or was it a Lotus Elise? It was a Lotus Elise in front of a mansion. And this was on a wall of a place with a dirt floor. They want to be us. So why don't we start setting a better example? Why don't we revolutionize the way we are to hopefully protect these other countries that want to be us? So by setting a better example with who we choose in the next presidential election, and whether or not Al Gore gets into it or Fred Thompson or any of these other folks, we have to hold them to whatever their promises are when they're campaigning. And one of the biggest promises that everyone always makes is that they're going to make a change. They're going to do something that will make the U.S. a better place. Well, for me, that's upholding the things that that are in the Constitution. And the first one is that all the opinions within this podcast are my own. They are not the opinions of anyone else. They do not represent anywhere that I work for or anywhere else. And this is my right under the First Amendment as an American. I'm not inciting a riot. I'm not inciting people to take up arms against the country, against the government. I'm asking people to revolutionize their thoughts. So to me, this is just upholding what our forefathers had said that they want us to do. So to me, this is where the revolution begins. And it begins with the First Amendment.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition a government for a redress of grievances.
And so this has always been my address of grievances, whether they're the grievances in my life, or they're the grievances outside of my life, things that I have little or control over. But by opening this microphone and stating what my grievances are, maybe some other folks can get involved and talk about exactly where they would like this country to go. So with neither side that far apart and 18 months to the election, how can we make a difference? Well, pick a candidate. You pick the person that you think should be president of the United States and work for their campaign. Pass out bumper stickers, pass out t-shirts, put information on your car, at your office, so that people know where you stand. Now, that's a risk, isn't it? See, if you are a supporter of Barack Obama and you work in a conservative, banking or financial institution, that might cause some heat, but at least you are speaking your mind. See, the problem with that we've had lately in this country over the past 25 years is that people have stopped thinking that one man can make a difference. And when I say man, it's not sexist. I got letters on this a long time ago. When I say man, I mean it as human, not as male. All right? Now, you guys can calm down and keep those cards and letters to yourself because I don't pay attention to those. To me, one man, one person, one individual can make the most difference because you can tell your friends how you feel. And if they don't like how you feel, are they really your friends? Maybe they're just acquaintances. A friend is someone that you can count on. So apart from that, apart from picking your candidate now, and I know it's still far away. I still haven't picked my candidate. I think that they're all still too close together. No one has taken the jump, the leap to actually say what they feel and where they are. And I would like to see someone stand up and say, hey, not that my platform is different from the other, that my platform is the one that will, A, win this election, which is just to get the job, and B, is the best thing for this country. That's the part that a lot of people don't say. They don't say that this is the reason why my platform is the best one for this country. See, lately, King George and his... Oh, yeah, that's right. For those folks that don't remember, a long time ago, I did an episode called King George, and I coined the phrase King George to refer to our currently seated president. See, King George, George the Second, George the Third, well, King George of England back in the 1700s, was a king that did not care about the colonies, and all he cared about was raising more taxes, and he was the reason for... the Boston Tea Party. He was the reason for the revolution in the beginning against Mother England or Father England at that point. And we stood up at that point as a small group of people and poured the tea over the sides up in Boston and took up arms against our oppressors. So I look at our currently seated president as an oppressor. He has taken away more rights than any other seated president. He doesn't seem to care. He's always on vacation. He's on vacation right now for the 4th of July, and he started last week. He has taken more vacation than any other seated president that we've had in the history of the United States. And he just seems to not care about anything except for pushing forward his agenda on terror and what terror is and how terror affects you. And, today they reach him for comment on vacation in Kennebunkport with his father, the first... George Bush, and he was on a boat fishing, and he really didn't have many comments for the press. You would think that with the things that occur in his global war on terror, which this was one of those things that occurred, and I'm referring to the bombing of the Glasgow airport. And my reaction is that this again is a group of homegrown people who are angry at the people of Great Britain. Who took an opportunity to do a crazy thing. And that's the one major problem that we have, is that a lot of people try and, especially our currently seated King George, to look at terrorism not as acts of people that are crazy, that have finally stepped over that edge from being revolutionary to being terrorists, stepping over that line and doing something that will just, for the reasons of terror, to scare. They light up a truck and blow it up into a building, and then the news hovers around and tries to understand why they did it. Now, that's the funniest thing is that the news then makes this a story that not only affects Great Britain and Glasgow in Scotland, but they also then turn around and make it one to say, well, let's look at the airport in Ronald Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C. And they go to their live reporter standing there in Washington. And they're just standing there and nothing is happening. There is no news story. Nothing happened here. Even our own government didn't raise the alert level of our current terror status. They left it where it was, which has always been directly in the middle of the scale. They've never lowered it past the middle yet. So why do we even have a scale? You know, why do we have, I mean, they've raised it above that to heightened and to imminent, you know, terrorists are imminent to attack us. But they've never really lowered it down to where we're actually safe. And I don't think that we're going to be able to do that until after our currently seated president is out of office. Oh, so with these bombings in the Glasgow airport, you know, my reaction is it's a non-story. I know it's going to probably anger some people, and I really don't care. But it's a non-story. This is a story about something that occurred with some crazy individuals driving a truckload of explosives into an airport. Whoop-dee-doo. All right. Now, other people are going to say, yeah, but Dan, it could happen right here. And I said, well, it did happen right here on September 11th. And Rudy Giuliani loves to say that if it wasn't for him, you know, September 11th would have been a bigger disaster for New York and the rest of the country. But unfortunately, what you know, we still have not found, even through all of the reports, any real connection between the 24 people and anyone else, really. Sure, maybe Osama bin Laden and some other folks gave money to these people so that they could live in this country and steal some airplanes. But other than that, this was a cell that executed this plan in their own name and nothing else. So that angers people, too, when I try and say that, you know, just this terror attack, 3,000-odd people lost their lives, and I feel for their families, and I feel for everyone else that was involved. But on the other side of that, I cannot live in fear because 24 individuals decided to do something. What if 25 individuals decide to do something positive? What if one person decides to do something positive? And that, again, comes back to why I'm doing this show and why I've brought it back. One person needs to start making a difference. I'm making my difference by opening my microphone. You make your difference by looking in the mirror and seeing what you can do. Do you like that person staring back at you? I have to shave every day, and I look at myself every day in the mirror, and I say, do I like that person? Today, I like him. I like him a lot more, and I respect him a lot more because he opened his microphone back up. And he started again at something that he really enjoys. Heck, in May of last year, I did 31 podcasts in 31 days to prove the point that I could find something every single day, even if it was just putting together a mix of music for the weekend, that it could be done. And that this is not just a simple phenomenon. This is something that we can do every single day. Yeah, it cost me a lot. It cost me my actual voice. I couldn't speak after I was done that 31 days. But that's okay. Partially why I started to go silent in the first place. But other than that, you need to understand that we are all in this together, and not just as Americans and not just as maybe people who live in the Western world, but as an entire global community of human beings. And if you see something, an injustice that you would like to see changed, hey, write in. We'll see what we can do. I'll get the Revolutionary Network set back up, and we'll get all of our information in order and see how we can make a big change. I'm going to try and keep this first podcast short. I know it's been a lot of talking, and normally I intersperse a lot of music, and I'll close the show out with something kind of fun. Maybe the Fidelis Presidential Mix from Collie Bryce or Death to Democracy by Set 37 Hertz, kind of something fun. But beyond that, I want to stress yet again that with all the things that go on in this world, you and I need to make a difference. You and I need to pick a direction and move forward. If you would like to help this show make changes, then you're going to have to contact this show and support it. You can contact the One Man Revolution at http://onemanrevolution.org. That site has been up and functional for the past 4 years nearly. And it is a place where you can leave comments And I'm opening up the forums so that you guys can join and talk and discuss amongst yourselves issues of the day. And I'll build the show from that. You can also email me at onemanrevolution@gmail.com. You can also, when I'm broadcasting, you can IM me at OMR Podcast on AIM. And you can check the status online. Just go to onemanrevolution.org and you'll see an icon down in As Seen On. And go ahead and message me if it says I'm online. Doggone, swallowing water at the beginning of the show. Remind me not to do that again. You can also reach me on MySpace, which is myspace.com/ The One Man Revolution. I have had that MySpace page up for about a year, if not more. I think it's more like 2 years at this point. Let me see if I can look that up. Hang on just a second. I'm pretty sure it's The One Man Revolution is my spot. So hold on. Yeah, so go ahead and friend me at myspace.com/ The One Man Revolution. I love to get new friends, and I have, I don't know, almost 100 of them there that are still loyal listeners to the show, always asking me questions like, hey, man, when's it going to come back? And that's a great place to also do it. One Man Revolution is also on the Pod Safe Music Network. Just go ahead and look up The Revolutionary, and I'm there. And it talks about when my shows are and where they are. We also have some support. You know, I also have a place to support the One Man Revolution. I actually have New York Times offer. I'm sponsored by the New York Times. Still am, even though I haven't been doing that any shows. If you go to onemanrevolution.org, go down to our sponsors, and you'll see a spot to go ahead and click on and get a really good offer on the New York Times. I read the Times every day. It's one of the best newspapers in the country. Even though Stephen Colbert doesn't appreciate it, I do. It's one of those great, great pieces of journalism. If you want to also support us, you know, send in your cards and letters and listen to other podcasts that will mention the One Man Revolution. I'm getting Joey to bring back his Ravenlocks Entertainment podcast. He's been going through some tough and interesting times, but we will get him moving forward on that too. So where are we going from here? Well, you got to come back next time for that. I'm going to close out the show with some music. What we have to do is come back, and I'm going to do these, I think, on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the next couple of weeks. And if I need be, I'll go to Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And if I need to go more than that, because everybody wants me to podcast more, then I will. I'll also have folks, special guests in studio, people who are like-minded individuals, and I might actually record this in a couple of different locations. I might go out to some locations around Central Florida. I might bring back the travel casts when I take my pocket recorder and just drive and talk, and then upload from there. That's another thing that I could do, so don't worry about that. And I want to bring back the fun. I want to have some other people on the second mic. I'm looking for a second and third mic rider. I've got four mic inputs. I may as well put four mics on it. So that way we'll have more interaction. I think that the only way that this can work is that when the one man, the revolutionary, the individual, starts gathering groups of people. And I know I have at least three people that would like to be a part of that. So if you would like to be a part of that, go ahead and drop me a line at onemanrevolution@gmail.com. All right, so I'm going to close the show out right now. We're at 23 minutes, and that'll give me some time to throw in maybe "Death to Democracy" by 37 Hertz. It's 3 minutes and 49 seconds. So if you don't want to listen to it, just kick it off. So this is the revolutionary saying: go with Plan A, and it only takes one man to start a revolution. And let that one man be you. So peace, love, hard work. Oh, man. See, I really screwed that one up. Hang on a second. So come back next time. This is the revolutionary saying, go with Plan A. And it only takes one man to start a revolution. Let that one man be you. So peace, love, and hard work make changes happen.
If you think that your kid is not ready for certain kinds of environmental stimulation, I think it's okay to talk about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Death of democracy for the American people. Discredit their narrow ideology. Death of democracy for the American people. We will make this an age of war and misery. Progress must end. I've come here tonight to report to all Americans they are mistaken. They have endorsed representative government, and we've taken steps to correct them. Human beings will not be tolerated. Such an opportunity. Death of democracy for the American people. Discredit their narrow ideology. Death of democracy for the American people. We will make this an age of war and misery. It is the commitment of our government and my personal commitment to wear out the patience of Americans. Our desire to be safe from brutal and bullying oppression will fade and die away. We must keep our focus. Death of democracy for the American people. Discredit their narrow ideology. Death of democracy for the American people. We will make this an age of war and misery. The return of tyranny is right and just. We want its words to have meaning. We'll deny civilized behavior, a base of operation, and export more violence. Progress must end. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to achieve our goals. Chaos as necessary. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to ensure our money is spent wisely and effectively. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to achieve our goals. Chaos as necessary. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to ensure our money is spent wisely and effectively. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to achieve our goals. Chaos as necessary. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos.
Chaos. Chaos. Chaos. Chaos.
Death of democracy for the American people. Discredit their narrow ideology. Death of democracy for the American people. We will make this an age of war and misery. Death of democracy. We must keep our focus. Death of democracy. Progress must end. Death of democracy. We must keep our focus. Death of democracy. Progress must end. The world has a clear interest in the spread of democratic values, and we will not allow it. A civil society will cease to exist. A harsh society in which women are voiceless is an essential commitment of our strategy. Death of democracy. Death of democracy. Death of democracy. Death of democracy. Dictatorship is a massive undertaking. The total control of every person, understood by all. But my fellow Americans, they're proud people. They know that retreat before a dictator will be respected. Thank you all very much.
All right. Thank you very much. You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you for tuning in to One Man Revolution. Only one man makes a difference. So, please, all that music was courtesy of the Pod Show Music Network at music.podshow.com. And tune in over there to get some really interesting music from around the world. So this is the Revolutionary signing off. Go with Plan A.